in addition to being able to try things, you also have a lot of different ticket options.
Well, and we have, like, you can, if you want to be the ultimate VIP and have access to everything, there's 50 of those. We call it the Decanter Club. You get a crystal decanter from Glencairn, and you get a ticket to all of the premium events, and you have all access, unlimited coming and going, and you can get in an hour early before other people get in. So you can go that route. We've got four different VIP levels. So there's the bourbon enthusiast, which is, I should say, your entry-level VIP, but it still gives you all of the access, the catering, the premium bars, the air-conditioned venue, your private air-conditioned restroom trailer, which people really love. And then you go up from there. You get into the flask force. We partnered with Jacob Bromwell, the copper flask company. This year, the entry-level flask force, just the basic flask force, is going to be a customized red, white, and blue copper flask that they're creating just for the 100 people that get flask force. And we're doing a 24 karat gold plated flask for the flask force gold. And again, there's only 50 of those. So we're very careful to protect the experience. And my philosophy is if everybody is a VIP, then no one really is a VIP. So if we're putting 6,000 tickets out for general admission, we want to keep that 600 to 700, 10%, 12% of that overall, just so there's something truly exclusive to the feel. And then within that, we kind of build the different experiences. But even if you come in and you're a general admission and you have your 3-day ticket, you get all of the access. You get the same sampling glass that the VIPs get. You still have all of that access. You can buy your bourbon from the distilleries. You can store it in a locker. So if you don't want to carry it around, you can do that. But you can up your experience. The five premium showcase events that I mentioned earlier will have Beam, Bardstown Bourbon Company, Angel's Envy, Rabbit Hole, and Michter's. They're all doing very intimate, really, in the big scheme of things, for 125 people per session. The master distillers will be in there, kind of walking you through their product, and they have different themes and different programs. So you can buy a general admission, get in the door, and say, "I really want to go to that Michter's brunch event on Sunday," and you can kind of fine-tune your experience and build it kind of as you go. Which we're also, every year when we reevaluate what we're going to offer, we want that. We know that there's people that aren't either financially able or they aren't quite as big of an enthusiast as some of their friends. So we want to have it an affordable experience and try to get people really into the culture and then let them grow in future years. But we don't want to turn people away, and we don't want to be intimidating. As much as you can nerd out with the master distillers and have those conversations, we want someone to be able to come in and in their mind ask the dumb question, even though there is no dumb question. But I don't want them to feel like I'm afraid to ask, "What are you doing?" when you're walking along. Why is that person, or why? I had a conversation this morning. Why you see people walking around and sniffing their arm? They're resetting. And we talk about dominant nostrils, changing and things like that. You can get really deep in this, but I don't want anyone to feel like, "Gosh, I spent a lot of money for this ticket, but now I feel like I can't ask some questions." And people are very sociable in this culture, so everybody becomes fast friends. And that's the cool thing for me to sit back is watch people that have no idea, they've never met, but now here they are. And then when they're leaving, they're like, "Hey, I'll see you here next year." So it kind of turns into a little annual bourbon reunion, which I'm really happy to sit back and watch that. I'm proud of that. That's one of those things where I can sit back and feel some satisfaction for an hour before I have to start looking at the next year's festival. I don't enjoy the event as much as I should,
Well, I was going to say, it's a little different when you're the one in charge and making sure everything goes smoothly. And you talk about that being able to add on, because that base level, it's what, $185, which when you really
180.
think about it, or 180, when you think about it, I mean, that's nowadays, that could be a bottle, and you're able to get 50 distilleries, maybe 200 plus options, and really get to actually sample things. It's really cool. And there's also a way too that, because I know this event sells out every year, the Bourbon Insiders, that if they join the email club, they get a little bit of an early access head start as well.
You're doing my job for me. Thank you. I've got the checklist of all the things that I had, KYBourbonFestival.com, brand new website. But to your point, yes. So we have 30,000 people that are in the Bourbon Insiders database, and not everyone buys, tickets on opening day, but we do a pre-sale. So April 17th at noon this year is when the public offering will go, but the insiders get first crack at it on April 16th at noon. And last year, if it's any indication, our VIP packages sold out in under 4 minutes. And so we want people to get in. We know that there's going to be some frustration. People 2 years ago said there were too many VIP packages out there. So when we scaled it back a little bit, they're the same ones that were angry because they didn't get in. But so we're still, this is the fourth year of this new model. So we're still fine-tuning. And the problem with that is if we don't get it right this year, we've got 360 days until we can test it, make that improvement. So I'm always trying to adjust it ahead of time, anticipate where those little issues might be, and try to fix it before we even open. But certainly, as we go through the event, if we can fix something, we'll fix it now. But back to your point. So that, the ticket offering, it's very humbling. This event was a free event for 30 years, and so we kind of eased into it. But we do believe that if you break it down, $60 a day for having access to all of the things that are included, we feel it's a very good value. And I paid $80 to go to a 4-hour brew festival. And I'm sampling beers from volunteers that have the distillery's shirt on, but they don't know how to answer the questions about the beer. The answer was, I don't know, I'm just here pouring. At the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, you come in, and chances are the person you're asking about the product is the person who made it, right? So Connor O'Driscoll's there, Brent Elliott is there, Fred and Freddie Ngo. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The master distillers are sitting there engaging with people. So it's kind of like having a backstage pass to like a Lollapalooza where you've got all these, rock stars, and you're just walking along, walking through. And but that's really kind of the cool thing about this festival is the accessibility, and they love it. They love coming out and talking to people, and so it's again another really kind of unique experience that you can't get anywhere else. So it's another thing we're very mindful of is making sure that engagement is there as well as the ability to sample and buy.
Absolutely. I was going to say, and if you're not getting the master distillers, you're most likely getting a good brand ambassador that knows the ins and outs of the products and can answer just about any question you have. And that's why I said, that's why I love it. It's such a unique community there. You get to meet unique people, but like you said, you get real up close and personal access with these folks that have created the brand or created the product that you're sampling. And I love that. And I know in addition to the Bourbon Festival, I think this year you guys added something in May. A distiller's dinner, is that right? Did I see something else that you guys just put out? You're
Yeah,
just
well,
not
yeah,
stopping.
that came out today. This is actually our fourth year of doing that. Years ago, when I started, I have a lot. I live in Louisville and have a lot of friends that are really into bourbon, but had never heard of the Bourbon Festival, or if they had heard of it, they knew of the old version. And I wanted people to kind of be aware. So we started this annual dinner. It's Derby Week, so it's this year. It's May 1st, I believe it is, leading up to Derby, in Louisville. It's kind of a marketing. So I could buy a billboard and tell people about the Bourbon Festival, or do a dinner and feature one of the distilleries. So the first year was Maker's Mark. The year after that, we did Jim Beam with the Knob Creek focus. Last year, we had Bardstown Bourbon Company, and now this year, we're using Heaven Hill and Elijah Craig product focus. Connor O'Driscoll will be there talking about the flights and how he's, how we're pairing it with the food. John Veronese, who owns a number of restaurants in and around Louisville, always takes samples of that whiskey and uses that as his inspiration for the entrees and the different sauces and so forth. So it really started off as just a way to get 150 people from the Louisville market in a room so I could have a captive audience to talk to them about this new bourbon festival. And it's been popular, and some people are repeats, other people are still new, and we charge, I think, a pretty decent dollar amount for a 4-course meal, presented by one of the top chefs and one of the top restaurants in Louisville. And then you have the master distiller, and I believe this year, Max and the actual family that owns Heaven Hill are going to be in attendance and have a corporate table so they can kind of meet people as well. And so that's a fun way for us just to kind of bridge that gap. It's always tied in the spring with our ticket launch. And obviously, I don't know if people know this, but right before I started here, I was with Churchill Downs and working on Kentucky Derby. And I like to do something that kind of builds that excitement, but isn't necessarily Derby related, but it's in that same time frame. So if you're in town and you're trying to find something to do, that's an opportunity right there. And the Great Riverboat Challenge goes right the Steamboat Challenge goes right past on the river while we're doing our dinner. There's been a couple times we've had to pause the master distillers while everybody ran to the window or the patio to watch the old river boats go by. So again, it's a unique experience that I like to offer in that same philosophy as trying to do something you can't get easily anywhere else.